President Bush's basic Iraq strategy, when the Iraqis stand up, we'll stand down, is a casualty of the U.S. surge. It's gone, according to reporter Nancy Youssef, Pentagon bureau chief for the McClatchy newspapers. She cites anonymous military planners as saying they now believe that if the insurgency is to be defeated, U.S. troops will have to do it. We spoke yesterday afternoon.
You know, I was just sort of sitting around and thinking about it. I hadn't heard that phrase lately, as they stand up, we stand down. And I thought, what happened to that? And what effect did the surge have on that? And how much was the surge responsible for sort of eliminating that phrase from our lexicon? And from there, I just started poking around and asking, and it sort of developed.
You yourself say that Pentagon officials say there are no fewer U.S. troops engaged in trying to train Iraqis. We haven't given up on that.
That's right. And that's an important point. They're not abandoning training, but I think they're just sort of backing down from where it was in terms of priority. If 6 months ago that was the number one priority, now it's maybe number two or three. And what's replaced it is having our forces go in and really reclaim control of the city before we try to hand it back over to the Iraqi security forces.
So what happened to, as they stand up, we'll stand down?
What happened was, if you look at the communities where it happened, there were a couple sort of trends. In some places, we would hand them over, and they would get overrun by militias. Amara was an example of that in the south. Or in other places, they would just break out into fighting in those communities, and U.S. forces would have to come in. That is, in the areas where we tried to hand it over, it didn't seem to really work. One way or the other, the U.S. had to re-engage in those communities. The only exception to that would be in places where a community was dominated by one sect and was secured by that sect.
You write, no change has been announced. And when you go to defense officials and say, hey, that policy is gone, you have a new policy, what do they say?
Well, I think a lot of people are really reluctant to say such a thing, because in saying so, you'd have to say that the policy failed, and I don't think anyone at the Pentagon's really ready to say that. And so people would say that their commitment to training the Iraqi forces is as strong as it ever was. And in a sense, it is, but what's changed is the sort of new component they've had to add to their plan, that training the Iraqi forces by itself was not enough of a strategy, at least not enough of one to secure the nation in a way that would allow U.S. troops to leave. Indeed, we are adding more troops into Iraq.
I'll note that you actually filed this piece a few days ago for McClatchy. It's taken us a while to catch up to you. But what has been the reaction there at the Pentagon to this piece? A piece basically saying the policy that the president has been enunciating and that he has not withdrawn, that policy has been abandoned by the Pentagon, which is how you phrase it.
You know, it's funny. I was at the Pentagon today and talking to people about it and going back to my sources, and there was sort of a quiet nodding, a silent nodding, acknowledging that this was in fact true. Some people would say they didn't like the use of the word failure, but nobody's questioned it, because I don't think it can be questioned. I think in a sense it's undeniable that this is where it's going, because at the end of the day, the phrase was as they stand up, we stand down. And if that were true, then we would be taking troops out of Iraq, not adding them.
Nancy Youssef is chief Pentagon correspondent for McClatchy Newspapers, speaking with us from Washington. Nancy, thank you.
Thank you.